The title of this story is The Smallest Leak. Choring took longer that morning, so Ivan needed to rush through breakfast to be ready for the school van. "Oh, I've left my notebook in my room," exclaimed Ivan. Father was coming down the hall. "I'll get it for you." As he picked up the needed notebook, Father saw a colored page protruding from the edge. He flipped open the cover to see what it was. How his heart sank as he saw it was an ungodly magazine. "Hurry, Father, I see the van coming," Ivan shouted. Removing the magazine and slipping it into an open doorway, Father hurriedly brought the desired notebook to Ivan, who then raced out the door to meet the school van. That morning, Father and Mother spent a long time praying for wisdom to know how to handle the problem of Ivan having the ungodly magazine, which greatly troubled them. Mother was busy in the kitchen when a quiet Ivan came in from school. He quickly ran to his room to change his clothes for evening chores. "Where's Roy's magazine? I wonder if Father found it. Oh, I hope not, but it isn't here." All day this had been his worry. He had hoped it was still there on his desk. "Father needs you to help him just now. He's been working on that water tank for the cattle," informed Mother. She gave her son several cookies. "Our supper might be late, so this will help you to wait." Ivan hurried out to the barn, munching the cookies. What if Father saw that magazine? "I didn't find it in my room, and no one else had my notebook but Father. Oh, why did I ever listen to Roy when he slipped it into my notebook so his folks wouldn't find out about it? He said his neighbor Jack had given it to him. Oh, how can I face Father?" Ivan fretted. "Hi, son. I can really use your help. I've just mixed this sealer for the inside of this water tank. I need you to spread it evenly at this end while I do the other. We need to be very careful to work it over every bit of the surface thoroughly so it won't leak. It will set up fast, so we need to work quickly," Father explained as he handed Ivan a trowel. As they both worked swiftly, Father said between grunts, "Work on it, son. Smooth it out. Get all the air bubbles out. Cover all the surface. Don't miss even one little place. This is to hold water." Together they worked diligently with the sealer. Father finished his end and came to examine Ivan's work. The sealer had set up and could no longer be spread. "It appears you did well with your end, Ivan," Father commended. "We must wait several hours before testing it with water. So now we'll do our chores, and then before we go to bed, we'll fill the tank." Ivan's work with the tank helped him think of other things, but while he was milking, he suddenly thought, "Oh, I forgot about that magazine. Father hasn't said anything, but he surely knows about it. No one else had my notebook." Ivan worried again. Mother's good supper was eaten later than usual. They discussed a letter that had come from Grandma that day. "Grandma grieves over Uncle Robert's careless living," Mother said. "He has no time for church and goes out with ungodly friends. She wonders why he has no interest in spiritual things. It is really sad for her since Grandpa has died, and Uncle Robert still lives with her, working the farm." "Well, it probably started in little ways while he was young," Father added. "Fred, on the next farm, always wanted to include Robert in his activities. Grandpa felt a bit sorry for Robert, I think, because he had no church friends living close. He gave in and let him go some with Fred. As the boys got older, Grandpa saw his mistake, but he was too weak and ill to enforce any separation between them. I'm sorry about my youngest brother and his sinful living. We must pray more than ever for his salvation." Father's voice was sad. thank you, Mother, for that good supper. Ivan, let's help put supper away. Then Mother can come with us when we put water in the tank. Well, that was wonderful help, Mother expressed as the last dish was put away. Now, I want to see your tank project. Together they walked out to the water tank. Fresh water rushed in as Father turned on the spigot. This tank would be valuable in caring for the young stock. Father was relieved to see how well it held water. It was a tired family that gathered for evening worship and prayers. Ivan felt Father was especially thoughtful as he read Psalm 40. I'm so glad God lifted me from the pit of sin and set my feet on the solid rock, Father quietly reflected. And now let us pray. Ivan wished he could feel as peaceful inside as Mother and Father seemed to. He said good night and went to his room. I know I have sinned, but what do I do? God, please forgive me. Help me in all of this, he prayed in a very general way. Morning came too soon. Ivan had not slept well, so he was still tired as he dressed for chores. He felt grumpy as he plodded out to the barn. Before going into the milking parlor, he went by the tank. It was nearly empty. Father, what happened to the water in the new tank? Questioned Ivan. There must be a very small leak. I was surprised, too. There are no puddles, so it must be leaking very, very slowly and soaking into the ground, Father explained. We'll have to get more sealer and cover it again. Even a very small leak spoils it. As they milked and worked together, Father was unusually quiet. This was Saturday, and Ivan didn't have to hurry to get ready for school. As he was washing up from milking, Father came in. Ivan, that little leak spoiled that whole tank, didn't it? He commented. It surely did, Ivan agreed. Do you think it leaked on the end I did? I'm not sure, responded Father, because there seemed to be dampness all around. We will just hope to get it all tight the next time. Father's face sobered as he changed the subject. Ivan, I found that ungodly magazine in your notebook. Will you tell me how it got there? Suddenly, Ivan began to cry. Oh, Father, I have sinned. I didn't plan to do wrong. But Roy slipped it into my notebook because he didn't want his parents to find out he had it. Jack had given it to him. I didn't know what to do. I looked at it only a little, but now I feel so bad and dirty. Ivan sobbed. He was so relieved to have Father talk to him about it. Gently, Father placed his arm around his penitent son. Even though you did not buy the magazine, you and Roy knew it was an ungodly one. You could have come right home and have given it to me to burn so that your minds would not have become soiled. Now you feel guilty and dirty. He paused to look thoughtfully at Ivan. In a way, your looking briefly at that book was like creating a small crack where evil thoughts have entered your mind. It's like the tank. A small crack caused the water to seep out slowly. A big crack we would have noticed right away. You probably would have turned away from committing a big sin. But Satan caught you in a very small trap. It was enough to start some poison in your thinking. What do you need to do now? With sobs choked back, Ivan confessed, I really need to be cleaned up. I need to pray for forgiveness so the Lord can wash me clean. I tried to last night, but I don't think I meant it like I really want now to be washed clean. Together, they knelt there in the barn. Ivan sobbed. Oh, God, I'm so sorry I looked at that magazine. I should have given it to Father right away. I've been so miserable. My mind feels dirty. Wash me and forgive me and make me clean. Father prayed, Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering Ivan's prayer. Help me to be a faithful father so I can help him keep his mind pure. We thank you for cleaning us up every time we confess our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. He gave Ivan a big hug as they stood up. Soberly, they walked in for breakfast. Father quietly requested, "Son, always come to me when you have problems. I want to help you. I think it was things like this that started Uncle Robert on the downward way. I'm so glad that together with the Lord's help, we can work at helping you keep your heart clean."